Proof of Krause's ideas of truth, trumping the corporate mass media, came in April 2014 when Nevada rancher Cliven Bundy, along with family, friends, and supporters, stood off armed federal agents, capping a 20-year legal battle over grazing fees to the Bureau of Land Management, BLM, and armed with a federal court order, officers began moving Bundy's cattle off the land, but were stopped by a Bundy blockade. There was a dramatic standoff between heavily armed participants on both sides. Local law enforcement joined BLM officers, while neighbors and supporters, including some militia members and ex-soldiers, joined the Bundys. Local Sheriff Doug Gillespie defused the situation by negotiating with Bundy and ordered the release of his cattle. Public reaction was decidedly mixed, with some terming Bundy a true patriot for resisting attempts by overreaching federal officials, while others said he was promoting anarchy. The conventional corporate mass media only covered the Bundy story superficially, and nearly always from the government's point of view. What has been termed the alternative media rose to the occasion by reporting on the story as it unfolded. The Next New Network posted YouTube videos with updates on the situation, along with interviews with people on the scene. Pete Santilli of GorillaMediaNetwork.com reported live, while CNN aired a fluff segment on food. When it finally did report on the developing Bundy story, CNN announced, "Federal officials say a police dog was kicked and officers were assaulted." When live video from the scene clearly showed canine officers sicking a dog on protesters and shoving one woman to the ground. Other independent journalists, such as Matt Drudge and Adam Kokesh, reported developments as they occurred, while Alex Jones InfoWars.com reporter Kit Daniels dug into the backstory, which concerned Senate Majority Leader Harry Reid's alleged attempt to put Bundy out of business in order to carry out a plan to build a $6 billion solar facility on the property once it was in government hands. Unlike the accounts of the Branch Davidian deaths at Waco, Texas, the Oklahoma City bombing, or even the account of the 9/11 attacks, during which the federal government had near total control over media coverage and therefore could construct false narratives for public consumption, the Bundy story went straight to the citizenry via the alternative and social media. Such non-traditional forms of communication are beginning to outdistance conventional journalism. Citizen journalists, armed with cell phones, are presenting a problem for corporate mass media news. Increasingly, corporate and government officials are refusing to talk to any journalist they consider not working for a credible news outlet.